Hey everybody. I'm coming on today. It's March 31st, so which is very cool. I can't believe how quickly everything is moving. We are Mike. Couple of weeks into spring, and everybody is feeling really anxious right now. Everybody is feeling it's this weird kind of energy. And initially, I thought, you know, it had a lot to do with the full moon. But there's so many other things going on. And I wanted to talk today about that because I got a call from a client slash friend who was like, listen, I need you to do an energy clearing on me. Can you do it when you're far away? I'm like, yes, but where are you? She's in Costa Rica. I'm like, what the France? Okay. So the more I got to think about it, anybody that knows me knows that when I start to like channel or do readings and stuff, sometimes you're going to get your ass smacked because you're not doing shit that you're supposed to do, or you're avoiding, you're ignoring, you're slacking, and you're going to get your ass kicked. So as I'm speaking to her, I start to feel like this woman come in, and she's usually an older woman who she's like this, I call her the voodoo priestess. She's all in white and she doesn't fuck around. She does not play around. She does not mess around. She's like, yeah, I don't know why you came to me today, because you clearly want to get hurt, emotionally speaking, spiritually speaking. So as I'm like speaking with this person, come to kind of sense, I mean, you're in fucking Costa Rica, which is, in my sense, in my mind, the immediate thing I heard was healing. Like, she's there for healing. I don't know if she recognized that she's there for healing, but she's there for healing. And also tomorrow's the full moon. So April 1st is the new moon. And this new moon coming up, it's a very challenging new moon. It is a time for release. It is time for self-discovery, shit or get off the pot kind of thing. So not only is she in kind of like a vortex of energy, she is there during this transition, this great transition. I was like, boy, this is going to be intense. I'm not talking to her over text. So I decide to call. And as soon as I call, I'm just like, bleh, vomiting stuff out. And again, anybody who knows me knows that, you know, shit doesn't necessarily come out the way it's supposed to. It just might, once information starts flowing, it starts flowing. At the time I was like, ooh, I wish I could record this. I thought, no, I won't. I'll record it afterwards, just to get the gist. So I want to talk to you. I want to talk about like what people are feeling right now, because there is an intensity and kind of magnetic, I don't know how to describe it, in the air. And we're all feeling it. I want to say we're all really tired. The first couple of days of this week, like Monday, Tuesday, all I wanted to do was sleep. All I fucking wanted to do was sleep. I thought, we went to a spa before like Sunday, and I thought maybe it was that place was packed up. And I thought maybe it was the energy with that spa. But no, because I slept most of the day, the Monday, and I was fine. I think, no, it's a lie. I had readings. I slept after the readings, and then the Tuesday, same kind of thing. I did not have anything booked on Tuesday. I was tired. I was so tired. I got up, helped out the kids with getting them off to school, and I went back to bed, and I think I woke up and it was like 2:00. I'm like, what the fuck? I've like totally wasted my day. So definitely. And then when I talk to people, they're like, yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm exhausted. It is this new moon and transition into the new moon. And it's going to be intense. What I wanted to talk about, because I feel like I'm jumping all over the place because I'm still a bit buzzy from the conversation, was also, you know, this sense that you need someone else to heal you. There are a couple of things that came up in this conversation. That she needs to heal me when she has all the tools right in front of her. You're on volcanic, correct me if I'm wrong, if Costa Rica is, there's volcanic. I just saw like a very earthy, magnetic ground. So volcanic earth came to me, and you're by the sea. you are by the sea. The salt is so cleansing. You know, you go on vacation, you're like swimming in the ocean and your skin is clean. Like you feel refreshed and hyped and all. It's because you have virtual, like this energetic bath right in front of you. Dump your butt in the bath. Just go do a float in the ocean and cleanse yourself. So I think we do ourselves a disservice when we think we don't have the tools, and perhaps it's more about knowing how to utilize those tools, right, that are in front of you. Sit down and rub your feet in the earth, like you're on the beach. Rub your feet in the earth. If you need to, you see how people cover themselves with sand, right? You do the, I used to love to do that, cover yourself in sand. Did not like getting it in my hair because it took 4 days to get out. But even that, lying down on the grass, on the earth, how grounding is that? How, like, yes, centering is that? Utilizing the earth, because the earth is a natural grounding tool. She's there for this. We have lost sight of this. We've lost sight of this in the last, I don't know how many years, because we're so busy doing and acquiring and just existing that we forget we have these resources in front of us. They're right there. So in that moment, I told her, you know, no, sorry, I'm not going to help you. I'm not trying to be a bitch, but it's right there. Let me help you though. Figure out how you can access what's in front of you. So ground yourself. And by grounding, you are just focusing, you take a few deep breaths and you're focusing on your space. You're focusing on your environment. And I always say, like, imagine roots leaving your body, initially heart space, but moving down could be just from your feet, because your feet, that's, I mean, where your root chakra is. So you're imagining these roots leaving your feet and entering the earth. And it becomes, the earth becomes like this conduit. And I have to refer to the movie Avatar, because that was probably, I want to say, one of the first times it was visualized, or maybe actualized, I'm not sure, about how connected we are. At least that's the first time I saw it. Like, that movie was very powerful. And it was that point where Jake Sully met the, I can't remember her name, the indigenous, I'm going to call her alien person being, the indigenous being. And they were all connected. And you saw these white, or the glowing tendrils moving through the earth, and they were connected to all of these other things. This is us. We are all connected. We may not be able to see it, but this is us being connected to the earth, to one another, to you know, this spiritual connection, the collective. So envision yourself with these roots moving through and moving into Mother Earth, moving into Gaia. And as it's moving in, as these roots are moving in, it's feeding you. She's feeding you. She's grounding you. She's bringing you peace. She's bringing you clarity. She's bringing you strength. She's bringing you all of these things. You have to take the time to connect. So I saw a quote today. I can't remember where I saw it. And he said, you know, everybody's woke, but not really awake, which is so true. There's a difference between being woke and awake. I feel like I'm rambling, but it refers to that connectivity, right? How many times you're walking around, you're doing your thing. How often do you actually connect for yourself? She also said something very interesting, like she's feeling off kilter. She's, you know, she has to hold space for this person and hold space. Who's holding space for you? Are you holding space for yourself? And why do you think it's necessary to consistently hold space for others? You don't. Talked about setting boundaries. Setting boundaries means holding space for yourself when you need to, right? Yes, your partner, your person, your bestie may be dealing with something But do you have the capacity to deal with this as well? You probably don't. And so we are so used to giving to others and so used to being there for others and holding space. I like the term, but I don't like the term, because there is this feeling that we constantly have to give to people. We don't. We don't. If you don't have the capacity to, and I hear, you know, pouring from an empty cup, and, you know, you're like the 10 gallon pouring into the, or the 5 gallon pouring into the 10 gallon, or the 10 gallon pouring into the 5 gallon, you're constantly pouring. You're constantly pouring. At what point do you say, no, I'm not? And there are a whole bunch of other things that came up, because, you know, when we were worried about holding space for one another, or worried about, you know, if we don't hold space for them, then they're going to leave, or they're going to think we're not worthy, or we're not, no, man, no. That person's going to recognize whether you're worthy or not, whether you're holding space for them or not. That's not where your value comes from, and whether or not you have the ability to hold space for somebody when they're dealing with somebody, with something. Yeah, that's not where it comes from. And so I had to tell her, like, you know, part of you, yes, is feeling anxious because you keep feeling like you have to hold space for his stuff. But it's also this new moon that's coming up. It is also the, are you running? Are you running for something? Why Costa Rica? Why? I mean, you need a vacation. Yes. But you know what? At some point, we have to stop running from the stuff that's scaring the fuck out of us. At some point, we have to, whew, man alive, just sit in that crap, bathe in it for a little bit. Yeah, it stinks, but then you're going to wash it off. You cannot heal. You cannot mend. You cannot be until you've fixed those things, healed those things, addressed those things. You cannot heal, be, mend until you address those things that hurt you, address those things that pain you, address those things that fucking hurt. So she kind of got like a triple whammy, because she's in this place that is like this spiritual vortex. She has now, she's done this in the period of the new moon, where there's going to be so much shedding. I wish I had my dragon deck cards. Because there's one image of the dragon deck that is like, it's a dragon up, and it looks painful, and it's moving through stuff. It looks painful. This is when the new moon, I feel like this is when spiritually we are at our most sensitive. It's raw, it's gross, it's ick. And remember, we are now, things are melting. Okay, we're moving into the spring season. All the kind of top level stuff is melted away. And now we have to deal with the stuff that's been underneath that this whole time. And that is going to be icky, because it's raw, right? It's been covered by snow for 4 to 6 months. I don't know how long it's been. It feels like 6 months. It's been covered by snow. So it's wet, it's icky, it's messy. And that is part of this awakening. That is part of what this new moon is showing us and telling us. This is going to be gross. This is going to be gross. But once you move through this period, it's going to be fucking awesome. We need to stop running from the shit that hurts us. Running from our fear, running from our own sense of inadequacies. Inadequacies, insecurities. We need to stop doing that. And pot calling kettle, because I run all the fucking time and it's very hard to just sit in it because we get uncomfortable. We get uncomfortable and you start to feel like almost like your skin is crawling, almost as though like it just feels so disgusting. Sitting in the stuff that we've tried to avoid for so long. We avoided it because it doesn't feel good. We avoid it because it didn't like resonate, or we couldn't cope. We couldn't deal with it. So we shove it in the closet for a little bit, shove it under the rug. The closet will need to get cleaned out. Underneath the rug will need to get mopped. And when you see all this, it's like, oh my God, yes. Shove it into the closet. Let's say you go to move. You're moving to a new home. There's the stuff sitting in the closet that you haven't dealt with for 20 years, 15 years, 5 years, 10 minutes. There's the stuff sitting in the closet that you haven't dealt with. And now you're going to take that shit to your next home? No, you can't. There's no growth if you take it to the next home. You're anchoring yourself to your past if you take it to the next home. So are you ready now to say, fuck that shit. I'm done feeling this way. You know that, like that thing on your back and you're not really sure what it is. Like something's niggling at the back of your brain and you're not really sure what it is. Is it the secrets that you've been hiding for years and years, which has this like, you know, holding secrets, holding that kind of energy messes you up. You think, oh, you know, no, it messes you up on some level. Is it not dealing with the relationship? Is it not dealing with the job? Is it not dealing with the fact that your car is not running properly because you're afraid of how much not dealing with your taxes? Like this could be anything. And you finally, you know, do deal with the taxes. Maybe it's not that bad. Or it's 10 times worse because you waited so long to get your taxes done. I don't know why that comes up. Maybe it's because it's tax season right now. But you cannot hide that shit forever. It stops your process. It stops your growth. And also too, like, you know, part of why we hang on to this stuff is we're probably afraid what we're moving into. And we know this, the fear of the known, or it's the lesser of two evils, right? So I'd rather sit where I'm comfortable than move to the unknown, because there's just too much for me to contemplate. There's too much for me to deal with. I can't even. So I'm going to stay small. I'm going to stay in this space. And again, I'm not chastising anybody. I do not do that. I try not to do that. Because I've been in that situation with relationships, with work, with my taxes, with all of that stuff, my finances. I've been there. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. So it's time to move through this. You have an opportunity with the new moon coming up. You have an opportunity to move through, clear out clutter and spring cleaning. We think about that's, again, symbolic of that. Clearing out your garage. My garage looks like, oh my God, it's atrocious. We all have the ability to heal ourselves, to clear ourselves. I think we think we need some sort of, we have to be grander than we are, or, and yes, there are people like me that are going to help you move through that shit. And that's what I want to do. I want to help people move through their shit. I want to give them that little bit of confidence, knowledge, peace of mind to say, okay, yes, I can do this. That's why I left my job, because this is, I want to do this for people. But I also want you to know that you have the ability to do this yourself. I can teach you. We can work through it together. Listening to your instincts, listening to your gut. When we think about where my friend is, again, you're around the four elements. And two of those are very potent right now, very potent right now. Ground, earth, and water. Earth is the grounding element. Water is the cleansing element. What the France? And salt water at that. That is protection. That is grounding. That is clarity. That is all of those things. That is peace, calm. So I told her, you know what? Put your ass in the ocean. Just float there. If you need to do like a grounding ritual prior to, like I said, where you are, you envision roots moving into the earth and creating this conduit between you and Gaia, where you're having this conversation, where she's moving in the good stuff and you're giving her your waste, your emotional waste, your spiritual waste, the stuff that you can't process, give it to her and allow her to work through that for you. Abso-fucking-lutely. We have the greatest resource and we waste her. We ruin her. With pollution. I've told you about the book that I'm reading, You Are the Medicine by Asha Frost. We all have it within us. It's just, yes, you may need someone to help you bring it out. That book is phenomenal, by the way. Y'all need to like take a listen. Okay. Sorry, I'm back. I just had to go and get my cards. I thought I had them with me. And I am going to post this on my YouTube channel. So I don't know how to edit worse shit. So you guys might see this. You might see some inadequacies. Anyhow, so for April, I want to move into this. And also follow Sushila Kandargi. She is also on Instagram. She has her YouTube page. I will try and place links in the notes. Lynn Collins, who's pretty kick-ass. She talks about this energy that's coming up with this new moon. I will post the link to her IG. And because it's pretty bang on. It's like, whoa. And it's important to know that these feelings that you're feeling, you're not losing your mind, right? You are not, you know, we get really upset with ourselves or, oh, I don't understand why I'm feeling this way. Understand that now energies are super high. They are really, really high. And I feel like on some level, we are getting back to our spiritual selves. We are getting back to like the essence of who we are and shedding off some of those falsities. And so now there's no hiding behind your big home or your fancy job or your kids. There's no, like, everything is going to be, you're going to feel everything. You're going to feel everything. Because there's been this, yes, awakening, stripping of all of those things to where we're raw. Because we need a shift. We have, like, fucked things over a gazillion times. There needs to be a shift. And whether the last 2 years has, you know, kind of precipitated that, which I think it has, it's awakened people up, you know, I think immensely. So many things have shifted within people, within their relationships, within their jobs. Lost train of thought. So yes, it's important to kind of understand that this isn't about you losing your shit, right? It's about you really being raw to the energies that are out there and feeling the collective shift, feeling the collective awareness, right? Feeling the stress of the collective. How could you not with everything that's been going on? How could you not? So I'm going to see if I can pull something up for the next little while. And like I said, if you follow Sushila Kandargi, she talks about this in her podcast, what's coming up for April. And I'll link that stuff in our show notes. So I'm asking about April. And I'll say, a lot of times when I shuffle cards, if it's hard for the cards to move through, I would say there's this feeling of being stuck. I don't necessarily feel that. Some people will feel like they're still stuck, but it's only because you haven't accessed and acknowledged what you need to shift, right? You're still, and this has everything to do with us being afraid to leave. It's ego, right? It's ego. So we're working on an ego level a lot of times where it's like, I want to say the mundane versus the spiritual. So you don't want to make that shift because you're comfortable. And because if you make the shift, it's scary and you don't know what to expect if you make the shift. Listen, when you make the shift, if you trust enough to let go, you will be caught. If you trust enough to let go, the universe is going to catch you. Okay. If you trust enough to let go, when you trust enough to let go, the universe is going to catch you. I like that. Don't know where that came from. So for April. The Fool card, moving through things. And I love this card in the dragon deck. So I'm using the Celtic dragon deck. I love this card because he is the Fool. A lot of times you see the Fool card is represented, this guy walking off a cliff. He's looking up and he's got his, you know, he's jolly, he's great. In this card, this dude is in the forest. And yes, the forest is magical. There are dragons around him. He's looking down. He's looking kind of sullen, like he's lost. This reminds me of, this speaks to coming out of that space. You know, you're the Fool no longer. You're coming out of that space where you feel like you just don't know which direction to move to. Actually, he's not looking down. He's looking at a dragon who's like looking him right in his face. I don't know if you can see it properly. It's beautiful. So he's listening. So we all have to take the time and just quiet ourselves and listen. And I spoke about grounding. So is it somewhere where you can be in nature? Whatever makes you feel like you're in nature, if this makes sense, it's about getting down to being in a space. Where it's quiet. So is it nature? Is it a space in your home that you meditate? Is it in your room and your journaling? Getting to a place where it's quiet and listening to the message, because it's there, it's being given to you. It's absolutely being given to you. So the Fool is this, it's great because there's this ability to start over. And I want to say whatever direction you go into is going to be better from the direction you came from. Most definitely. Okay. So the other one is the Eight of Swords. When I see this one, it's basically what everybody's been feeling like, what the fuck? We're looking up for answers. It's this sense of being trapped and I can't go anywhere. What's cool is this. She's in this. And have you been feeling this for the last 8 months where you've been, where it's felt like you're behind bars, where you cannot move, where it's just been, where you've been stuck, and suddenly this gets lifted for you. You are being released from those chains, released from bondage. This is what's coming up for me. Being released from, you know, being behind bars, free to make your decisions, free to move forward, free to do what you want to do, what you're free to do, free to do what you feel to do. All with the divine energy behind you, all being guided. All you're being guided. Again, this feeling of being trapped And even like no place to go. It's a horrible feeling, horrible, horrible feeling. But that is now, it's receding. That's passing. The door is being opened up for you to move through. And all you have to do is make the decision to move through. Okay. Let go. And the universe will protect you. The universe has you. Make the decision to move through those bars. It's been opened up. You've been asking for this. You've been, wanting this, the decision to move through. Oops. And then I'll take this one too. Page of Swords. So when I see this dude, he's like the little guy, he's inquiring. I feel like everybody's on this like curiosity, you know, spiritual journey, trying to figure out who they are, what they want, and what these feelings mean, and all this stuff, like what this energy looks like. Not to say that April is not going to be intense as March was. It probably will be. It won't be as intense. Not to say that there won't be any intensity. Sorry. There will be, but it feels like a slow burn. It feels like it's going to be a little bit more controlled. And you'll be able to manage what feels like chaos. And it's not actual chaos. The chaos comes when the choice is put before you and you do not make, when the choice is put before you and you delay making the choice, that's the chaos. Okay. Understand that that's the chaos. You're putting it off because you're waiting for something better to come along, or you're waiting for, you know, I'm not so sure. You need to jump, take the leap. One way or the other, take the leap. Okay. Not sure if there's anything else. I have the Ace of Wands, which is new beginnings. And so I love this card too, because it's an evolution card. You have the dragon that comes out of the egg. You have the dragon that's like out of the egg, moving out of the egg. So he's experiencing life and he's feeling the fresh breath. And then you have the one in the background who's like, yes, bring it on. He's taken on the rays of the universe. He's taken on the rays of the sun in this one, the heat. He's living, he's enjoying, he's, you know, a lot of people are moving through this. It reminds me of this spiritual journey that people are moving through. Is it an awakening? Is it it's a shift. It's definitely a shift. And so many more people, 30 years ago, people used to laugh at hippies and laugh at psychics and all the rest of that stuff. Look at where we are now, where just about everybody is a spiritual coach. Everybody's a medium. Everybody has that ability. Look at what we've embraced in the last 30, 40, 50 years, right? No, it's a thing. It's okay. So every one of us is moving through a transition, moving through a growth, and it's about embracing that, especially over the next little while. For the next month, like the month of April is really stepping into this and embracing this ability that we have, or embracing the love that's you, right? Embracing, just, it's about embracing. I keep using that word. So clearly it's about embracing. And I talk about gratitude too. I've talked about that. So no matter, like, embracing whatever comes with gratitude. Yeah. Yeah. And it's really interesting because these dragons in this card are blue. The blue is in intuition. The blue is associated with the throat chakra. So are you now also speaking your truth? Are you now also not holding back on what you want, and, you know, maybe who you want to be with, or how you want things to be, or, you know, in your workplace? Are you now verbalizing? So I don't want to talk about it is not tolerating the shit that we've tolerated before. This is what this is on top of that. Because the one in the background, the little guy in the background, he's like, mouth open. He's screaming, mouth open. He's verbalizing. okay, this is what I'm not going to put up with. This is what I am going to put up with. This is what I want. You're not being demanding. You're actually like you're asserting yourself. And so many of us don't do that. So whether it's in a relationship, like I said, or at your job, or even with your kids, telling your family, listen, I am tired. I need more from y'all, right? We're so afraid of rocking the boat. We take on the stuff that makes us tired. And I'm victim of that. There's 8 people in my family. And so many times I'm the one, because I'm like, oh, the kids have school, or my husband's tired. And this, yeah, but I had school and I'm tired. And I like, no, it's a collective. So collectively, we need to work together as a family to keep your house running. Don't be afraid to ask your kids for help, man. Don't be afraid to ask your spouse for help. It's that. Don't be afraid of telling your workplace, like, look, I'm not coming into work. I'm tired. I've done 6 shifts in a row. I need a day off, right? The overtime isn't enough. So this is also what April looks like. It's standing up and moving forward. And, you know, you have plans, you have an idea for something. Fucking now is the time with this new moon. Now is the time. Put those ideas forth. And like I said, you put it out there and you move with trust. The universe is, yes, it's going to clap you into your new existence. It's going to clap you into your new life. I fucking love this shit. I love this shit so much. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's it for me. I was just so like jazzed up with the conversation that I had. I don't even know what I'm going to title this thing. I'm not even sure. It's just so many things tied into this. Knowing that you are the medicine. Stop, like, we are so locked into ourselves or turned inward that it is hard to see. We can't even see the beauty in front of us. We can't even see the resources in front of us. That, you know, I could walk out into my back door and then walk down, the ravine is there. And it's so soothing. Just to hear a babbling brook is so soothing. You're on a beach and you're calling your person to help heal you. That's how locked in we are to this thing, because we think, oh, I can't do this. You're right there. The tools are right in front of you. I would say try and remember what makes you happy, what brings you joy. And a lot of times, I think so many of us have forgotten that because we get so caught up in, like I said, the acquiring and, oh, my house is this. And, you know, but we forget it's not those, the house isn't going to bring you joy. Not necessarily. And yeah, clean out your fucking closet. Because when you have to move, you still have to bring that shit with you. You're bringing what you tucked away in the closet with you. And so it's that energetically, it's going to stay there. It's going to stay there. You're not going to get rid of whatever's hanging over you unless you clean out your fucking closet. Sometimes axing that shit is hard, but that's where the best work is done, in pain, in mud, in muck, in mire. That's where the best work is done. That's where the most healing is done. And just because you sit there doesn't mean you have to stay there. No, you're just going to acknowledge this shit. You know what? Yeah. I was a shit human, or I am afraid of relationships, or because of whatever reason. If you don't deal with it, it's going to come back and get your ass every fucking time. Doesn't matter whether you're on vacation. Oh shit. Actually, with her on vacation, it came for her harder. Because the facades have been removed. So you can't outrun it. You can't outrun the pain. You can't put it in a closet. You can't. You need to fucking unpack that shit. It's time. It's time. Okay, that's about it. I'm so excited that I got to do this. I was like, that I wanted to get it done. I love you all and I thank you and I will talk soon. Okay, bye. Hey everybody. Hope you're doing well after this last Mercury in retrograde. It was a fucking doozy. It's funny, I didn't even realize it was Mercury in retrograde, and then, you know, sneaky shit starts happening. The dryer breaks down for the second time during Mercury in retrograde, mind you. There's some other shit too, like dealing with bed bugs. Anybody dealt with bed bugs? They're a fucking pain in the ass. It's interesting when I looked up like the meaning. Of course, it's cleanliness and looking after your space and maintaining your space. But I believe it was also about change. And so today I'm recording from my backyard. There's this ravine in the back that Kelly and I would go to, and it was great. Nobody would come out here. You could sneak around the back of our house and sneak down, and this was a pathway that no one really had access to. It really felt like it was our space. And they've recently, probably February, they started to change it up a little bit. So it's been designated a national park, provincial park at least. And it's a beautiful space. The salmon pass through here every fall. I missed it this year, which is a shame. That's a fucking amazing thing to see, that salmon run. And I haven't been back here, and I'm going to say a year. And tonight I was just like, I saw something about the salmon run. I thought, okay, let me just go. I need to go walk. Because I also haven't done that in a long time. Feeling sluggish, feeling like blah. And we all know we have to like work out and look after ourselves. But it's really hard if you're not feeling it. It is really hard if you just like, you have to be motivated to get motivated or get motivated to be motivated. But you can't get motivated if you're not motivated. It's this vicious cycle. So anyhow, I decided, you know what, I always feel good when I'm walking about here. And it's amazing. It's the most incredible space. But it kind of made me sad because all these structures are up. They built iron bridges and whole bunch of pathways so everybody can come here. And it's actually going to be passing through the back of our home. So there'll be a lot of traffic coming through there as well. But, change is necessary for growth, right? Change is necessary for growth. And we have to accept that change in order to move through the growth. So, I have no choice. They've built it. It has nothing to do with me. These pathways and bridges that they've built, which is saying something in itself, but it is still quite stunning, even with these pathways and these metal or iron bridges. The space is still incredible. So I want to kind of, turn that into a thing today where change, no matter what kind of change it is necessary for our growth, evolution, ascension. Because if we remain stagnant, and maybe I've done this, maybe I've done a podcast on this. I don't know. We remain stagnant. We can't really... Shit, there's a coyote. There are two coyotes. I'm going to make my way back. I forgot about the coyotes. But they're also... We'll look up what their symbols mean. Are they coyotes or deer? I don't have my glasses on, so it's hard to say. And that's the beauty of this place as well. I think they are deer. Is that there's a family of deer back here in the symbolism with deer and... anyhow, so... We have to grow. How do we grow? Things have to change. Whether it's your job, relationship, it's always the same things, right? It's your job, your relationship. What else can you think about? You're hearing me walking over the bridge with my walking stick. Even yourself, physically. Physically, we grow and we change and we shift. But your perspective, and without those things, without the growth, without switching jobs, without changing relationships, and it's not, you know what, you don't even have to change relationships. It's growth within the relationship. It's growth within the relationship. Really and truly, you should be growing with your partner. And if you don't, you're going to see stagnancy. You're going to see staleness. You're going to see resentment, bitterness in the job as well, perhaps. You know, for as much as I loved my job, and I did, I love teaching. I love seeing people's progress. I enjoy people expanding themselves, their brains, their everything. I really enjoy that. But I still felt as though something within me was lacking. I still felt that pull, you know, having this, doing readings, and I need to do that full time. I knew I need to do that full time. And I'm happy I did. It's been amazing. And even now I'm thinking, you know, I pulled back a little bit from posting and, you know, I pulled back from doing recordings because I felt like something needed to shift. So I took the time to figure out what it is that needs to shift. And it's not just about readings for me anymore. It is more about, I don't know, counseling, healing, helping. Right? It's more about that. That's the direction that I'd like to see my work go into. I'm helping people move through their shit. I mean, really helping people move through their shit. I had a session today and it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant where we worked through some stuff together. It was pretty good. I felt empowered helping him do or see what he needed to see. And he says he's still feeling good, which is brilliant. So what are you stopping yourself from? And even, you know, for me, going from an educator back to a bedside nurse, that's not a step back. That's not a step back at all. I have a friend, and you'll probably hear this, and congratulations, he stepped back from his manager role and went back to nursing. So he's a coordinator again, and I feel like that's where a soul is happy. And sometimes, you know, we get stuck, caught with the golden handcuffs. And so many of us do this where we're making really good fucking money. So we don't leave that job because we're making really good fucking money. But at what expense?
What toll is it taking on your psyche? What toll is it taking on your body, on your relationship? It's not just about the money. And when you follow what you are supposed to be doing, everything else clicks. There may be a struggle. It might not be what you think it's going to be in the beginning, as, you know, I'm finding. But I haven't even been a year in. But you're still doing what your soul's purpose is. You're still listening to that voice. I had readings on the weekend, and there's always a theme. Always a theme. I saw 5 people. And the theme was about change and shift. And fear that comes behind that change and shift. Stepping outside of your norm, outside of your huge, is always a fucking scary as shit. It's so scary. But you know, if it wasn't time, you wouldn't be feeling this restlessness. You wouldn't be feeling the urge to shift if it was not time. And sometimes we stay in it too long, again, because we're comfortable. But again, at what cost? How is your health suffering? My hair just got caught in a branch. I'm fine. And I'm totally keeping all of this, by the way. How'd your health suffer? How'd your relationship suffer? And you know, when you make that change, when you make that shift, when you decide to speak differently to your partner, when you decide to, you know, handle things differently with your children, understand that that shift is going to be uncomfortable at first, because it's not what you're physically, chemically, emotionally used to. And it'll take some time to live in that space and accept the decision that you made, or the changes, that the choices that you've made, in order to really improve your life. Give it a chance. Give yourself a chance to shift. Move into that. Give yourself the opportunity to grow. You won't regret it. And if you find that, you know, whatever decision you've made, actually, you're not going to find that decision you've made is not the right one. It is going to be uncomfortable. But understand that that discomfort does not mean that you should not have done it. It is because this is your norm, your use. You are stepping outside of the box, outside of the known, into the unknown. And you took that leap of faith because you knew it was what you should be doing. It was a calling. It was a tug. It was a pull. It was a push. It was a need. It's going to be scary as fuck. It's like walking a tightrope. Walking a tightrope without a net, it's scary as fuck. But once you surrender that fear and you keep moving, it's going to get easier. Just please trust me. It's going to make more sense. It is going to... things will shift. Please trust me. Believe me when I say this. If you've made the move, congratulations. If you're thinking about the move, congratulations. If you are doing it, congratulations. As I walk through unpaved earth, you fucking got this. You can't grow if you stay stuck. You can't grow. And just because, I also need you to know, you don't see the end quite yet. You're not sure how it's going to turn out. That doesn't matter. Because the way you see things may not be the overall plan for you. The way you see your life moving may not be the overall plan for you. But it's still growth. Okay? Pulling sugar out of your diet. Still growth. Going for your, even if it's a 2-minute walk around the block, it's still growth. And your body will thank you, your mind will thank you, your spirit will thank you. Understand, like, it is where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. Yes, I'm out of breath. Because it's been that fucking long since I've decided to go for a walk. But it feels so good. Listen. I have faith in you that whatever you are set out to do, that you will do it, and you will do it with awesomeness. And you will be fucking great at it. You just have to trust it. And as I'm hearing a lot of, do it fucking scared. Just do it scared. Just fucking do it scared. Tying it back to this bridge and everything that I'm seeing back here. This place is still beautiful. This place is still incredible. It's still magical. But by putting the bridges up, they've allowed more people to see how beautiful it is. You step out of your comfort zone, you will allow more people to see how beautiful you are and what you have to offer. Love you.